Okay, let's, once again, if you want to call, it's easy to do, 749-1035, 749-1035. We're going to go talk to Mark right now. Good morning, Mark. It's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling WGRR. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine, Tim. Thanks for having me, and as your listeners, I'm sure, know you do a superb job in informing them with your website and so many other things. So,
well, thanks very much. People are going to think you're my cousin.
Just the honest truth, Tim.
Okay, buddy. What's going on? What's the problem today?
Well, there's just been a lot of things on my mind, and over the last few years, just this bombardment, if you will, from inside water diverting companies, if you will, and just in the way they advertise and really, in my opinion, don't come clean, don't tell the whole story about basement waterproofing, about, you know, stopping radon gas from entering, mold, etc. There's so many things. You know, they come inside and they'll tear up your floor. They'll want to put an inside drain tile method in or dewatering method in. But all that does, Tim, as you know, is all that does is divert the water that's still entering through the wall under the floor.
Right. Yeah, I've never been a big fan of those, you know, capture the water inside methods. I just don't like them at all.
Yeah, I'm with you. And in my opinion, from what I've seen in my 25 plus years of doing hands-on waterproofing here in Southeast Michigan, is most of people leak because there's outside openings. There's openings in the way of various types of cracks in the basement wall and other openings above ground. And so any inside method doesn't seal these openings on the outside, which is how and why radon gas enters. That's how and why water actually enters. The only other way people are getting water in is, for instance, if they have no mold, no water coming from the wall area, but they do have water coming up through a crack, well, that's a problem under the basement floor. And many people could actually fix their problems by getting an experienced, licensed, you know, honest plumber over to snake through the storm trap.
Right. As I've written on the website, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, my background, my college degree is in geology, and actually my interest, the thing that I enjoyed the most was a course track called hydrogeology, which is basically the study of groundwater and the movement of water through soils. So little did I know that while I was in college that I would become a builder and just get kind of fascinated with that as well. So, you know, when I started to build basements, it was really kind of funny. I'm thinking, you know, all you're really doing here is building a swimming pool. That's all a basement is. It's, you know, if you go here in Cincinnati, we have tons of public and private swimming pools, and they're just holes in the ground that they fill with water, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what a basement is. It's a hole in the ground, and if you don't do anything, it'll fill with water. So I decided, well, gosh, this is really easy to do, is just to surround the house with a trench, you know, that you put a perforated drain pipe in, you fill it with gravel, and you pipe that water to the lowest spot on the lot, and then the water that's moving through the soil, you know, it's not going to find the house because it gets tricked. It's like we trick it. It's like, hey, come over here, you know. It's like you're opening the kimono a little bit, you know.
Sure.
And every time we put one of those things in, it solves the problem immediately. I mean, it's just like the water can't even get to the basement. And
yeah.
And you've got the same soil profiles in Michigan as we have here in Ohio. You know, you've got those glacial clays,
sure,
which are actually a benefit. That actually helps these systems work well.
Yeah, I agree. So, it's just, you know, as you have seen, I'm sure you know, there are quite a few people that have problems with, for instance, movement, bowing of their basement walls. The only way to really help lessen that pressure, that hydrostatic lateral pressure, is to get the clay off the wall and backfill it with pea stone. Obviously, while you're there, waterproof the wall correctly.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty drastic mode. I mean, that can work. But in my system, you don't have to go that route because, remember, the water that is hitting that basement wall is moving sideways through the soil.
Mm-hmm.
It is not I mean, it moves vertically first, it hits the dense clay and moves sideways, and most people's lots have a slight slope to them. So when you put this linear French drain on the uphill side of the house, as that water moves towards the basement, it hits the gravel, drops into the perforated pipe, and it goes immediately to the lowest spot of the lot. Now, so I agree that it's not a bad idea. I mean, if people want to go to all that extra money and excavate around the house and wash it up, pressure wash it, and waterproof the foundation, that's okay, but that's a pretty radical fix. I would not go that route unless the linear French drain didn't work. That's just my opinion.
Well, and I respect that. I guess all I'm trying to say is a lot of people are duped, if you will, in having, you know, an inside method come, and they want to do, you know, all four walls on the inside.
Yeah,
When they're only leaking, for instance, on one wall or maybe in one corner. So what all I'm saying to them is that's exactly where your problem is. If you want to actually seal the crack, stop the water, stop and prevent any mold, radon gas, termites, etc., from coming in, is that's all you need to do. You need to hand dig just that area, fix what's broke, end of story. You know, nobody needs to do all the way around the house, although it should be done on all new homes. You know what I mean?
All right, Mark. We got to take a quick break, buddy. Thanks so very much, man. I sure appreciate it. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder. My